is fantastic imagination. They have to take whoever we nominate because the BBC is one of the handful of broadcast organizations that provide the core funding for the Eurovision Song Contest. They have to have us every year, no matter how near the bottom we come in the voting, and they have to take who we want. So now they're going to have to take Engelbert Humperdinck.
And it's the BBC that makes the choice, is it?
That is correct.
It's
the suits and skirts.
Okay, well, you better give us Engelbert Humperdinck. Tell us what you know about him that should make us think, hooray, we're going to win this year.
Well, this is tactical. As you know, there are so many countries in the Eurovision Song Contest now that the vote of trendy young artists will be fragmented. Why not have one geezer? And that way, you'll get the geezer vote. And you might even get the hip young vote who are attracted to Engelbert Humperdinck for things like the fact that he sang the song Lesbian Seagull in the movie Beavis and Butthead Do America.
It's obviously a winner.
Sure fight, can't lose with that.
And the fact that he's 76 is going to work in his favour.
Well, I think he'll get the vote of everybody who's over 55, let's put it that way. You have to remember also that this is a reward for staying in form for him. He has been touring, not only in Las Vegas, but countries where they don't ordinarily get pop stars. So he has gotten a lot of goodwill in some of these countries that used to have Terry Wogan saying, what's going on here?
Right. Now, and the song, we're told, is written by the people would recognise the James Blunt's You're Beautiful, and it's that songwriter who's going to come up with the song for him.
Well, it was a team that did that, but it is one of those people, yes. Believe it or not, it was a team that wrote You're Beautiful. yes, it's true. There are people who have been involved in a couple of significant international British successes recently. Someone who contributed to the Adele album, for example. So this is actually a strategized move here. It sounds completely absurd, and people are looking at their calendar and wondering if it's the 1st of April. But actually, it's a brilliant stroke. It's the most brilliant stroke for Britain in the Eurovision Song Contest since we last won with Katrina and the Waves.